In the 1970s and 80s, the Oklahoma State Capitol Press Room was a crowded, bustling place where charter members of the press corps became understandably anxious when some upstart newspaper outlet asked for a few feet of that precious real estate. This was when Oklahoma City and Tulsa both had morning and evening dailies, and for several years, the Daily Oklahoman faced head-on competition from the Oklahoma Journal, owned by W.P. Bill Atkinson of Midwest City. The Journal, published from 1964 to 1980, was launched at least in part due to the heated political and business rivalry between Atkinson and Oklahoma Publishing Company owner E.K. Gaylord. Most print news bureaus at 23rd and Lincoln had at least two reporters, one covering the House, the other the Senate, with agency and judicial coverage split between them. Across the corridor worked a broadcast press corps that boasted crews from every local television station and numerous radio stations. These were full-time bureaus that provided gavel-to-gavel coverage of legislative sessions, as well as all of the non-session politicking and finagling, and the occasional moral slip-ups that have ended up with more than one official on the wrong side of the law. But as they say, that was then, this is now. You can't quite say that tumbleweeds now roll down empty hallways at the Capitol, but it is a quieter, much less crowded place when it comes to journalists, particularly between legislative sessions. Less than a handful of news outlets staff the Capitol year-round. The fact that newspapers and other traditional media are covering state capitals nationwide with fewer people is no secret. It's a discussion that's been going on in newsrooms for years, more so as many newspapers have encountered budget woes and staff layoffs. Just how steep the decline has fallen is outlined in a new study from the Pew Research Center's Journalism Project. The study came up with 17 full-time reporters covering the Oklahoma Capitol, which may be an optimistic number, with two working only during session and two part-time. The drop in Capitol reporters across the country has also led to some collaborations between competing newspapers that would have at one time been unheard of, as well as alliances with broadcast outlets. To put it another way, fewer are trying to do more with less. About 16% of State House reporters come from non-traditional outlets, the study found. As an example, the report points out that the largest Capitol bureau in the United States is operated by the Texas Tribune, a nonprofit that provides news only in digital form. In all, Pew researchers found a total of 1,592 journalists assigned to Capitol coverage in the 50 states, with some 53% doing so less than full-time. Newspapers assigned the most reporters to State House coverage, but full-time print staffing at state capitals fell by 35% from 2003 to this year. Less than a third of newspapers assign a reporter to the State House, either full or part-time, and only 14% of TV stations do so. Wire services account for 9%, and another 7% comes from subscription-based outlets. A major concern with the reduction in Capitol bureaus was voiced by an online publisher from Indiana who was quoted in the report. Brian Howey said, "My fear is that as journalism recedes down and fewer people are there on a full-time basis, that's just going to set the stage for scandal if nobody's watching. I think we're heading into a very dangerous territory in state government. Tipping my hat to my Capitol colleagues who continue to fight the good fight, I am Marie Price with the Journal Record Legislative Report."